Your hamstrings are screaming. Your lower back feels like a steel rod. You can't touch your toes without bending your knees, and sitting cross-legged on the floor? Forget it. Welcome to the modern body, a collection of tightened tissues wrapped around a skeleton that's forgotten how to move freely. We've become so obsessed with dynamic movement, with burning calories and building muscle, that we've forgotten an essential truth. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is absolutely nothing at all. Yin yoga isn't just another fitness trend. It's a 3,000-year-old antidote to our hyperactive culture, and it might be exactly what your body has been begging for. Yin yoga emerged from three converging worlds. Dr. Gary Parker brought scientific precision, explaining why your skeleton makes poses feel unique to you. Polly Zink contributed martial arts wisdom, demonstrating how sustained holds unlock profound changes in your body's deepest layers. Dr. Hiroshi Motoyama provided the game changer, scientific proof that meridians exist as measurable pathways in connective tissue. Sarah Powers coined yin yoga at a 2000 workshop, borrowing from Taoist philosophy. Ironically, before the fitness boom, most Western yoga was gentle and sustained, essentially yin. We've rediscovered what practitioners knew all along. Sometimes you need stillness to truly change. Your body has three interconnected layers: physical, muscles, bones, organs; emotional, desires, sensations, feelings; and mental, beliefs, stories, ideas. Ancient yogis understood what neuroscience now confirms: these layers connect through chakras and meridians where qi flows. Modern fascia research has vindicated ancient wisdom. Your connective tissue forms an electrically conducting network matching meridian maps drawn thousands of years ago. That energy you feel after yoga? It's measurable bioelectrical signals flowing through your fascial network. Muscle tissue is like a wet sponge, soft, elastic, responsive to rhythmic squeezing. Connective tissue, ligaments, tendons, fascia, is like leather. You can't make leather pliable by repeatedly contracting it. You need sustained, gentle pressure. Yang yoga targets muscles through rhythmic movement, but muscles don't limit your flexibility. Joints do, and joints are held together by connective tissue, requiring entirely different stimulus. Yin yoga applies gentle traction through long-held poses, 3 to 5 minutes or longer. Without regular stretching, connective tissues shrink-wrap your joints to accommodate only habitual movements. Sit at a desk for years? Hip flexors shorten. Your body adapts to whatever you do most. Like orthodontic braces moving teeth, the key isn't force, it's time and patience. Yin yoga rests on three essential principles. First, hold poses 3 to 5 minutes minimum. Second, relax muscles in the target area so connective tissue absorbs the stress. The work is in surrender, not effort. Third, adopt a yin attitude. Observe patiently, don't conquer. After holding poses, lying flat reveals the rebound. Blood and energy redistribute, creating tingling, warmth, spaciousness. This is qi becoming tangible. Your practice should evolve with you. What serves you at 25 might injure you at 55. This isn't failure, it's wisdom. When designing sequences, remember that forward bends calm and draw energy inward, while back bends stimulate and energize. Feeling sluggish? More yang practice. Wired after stress? More yin. Your practice should balance your state, not amplify it. Pay special attention to your sacrum, the triangular bone at the base of your spine. In youth, it naturally tilts forward, creating your lower back's curve. With age and sitting, it fixates and flattens, compressing your spine. Curves aren't just aesthetic, they're engineering, distributing forces like bridges and trees. Poses like saddle and caterpillar provide complementary effects, offering self-administered spinal therapy. Similarly, stretch connective tissue in your lower body while building strength in your upper body, countering aging's tendency toward heavy legs and weak arms. Start simple. Create three routines, one focusing on spinal movements, another on hips and legs, a third balancing both. Practice each every other day for a week, noting how your body responds. Your practice is an ongoing conversation between your intentions and your body's reality. Physical postures prepare you for extended meditation. Without hip, knee, and lower back flexibility, discomfort becomes constant distraction, like reading poetry while someone hammers nearby. During practice, you might feel subtle spinal adjustments, pressure building, muscles tensing, then release with an audible crack and relief. These aren't injuries. They're your body freeing blocked energy channels. Yoga awakens energy through your chakras, from your root chakra's desire to exist, through your sacral chakra's unconscious impulses, lust, anger, fear, to your heart chakra transforming aggression into gratitude. During practice, vrittis, thought waves, arise. Rather than suppressing them, examine them objectively. Each examination reduces their emotional charge. Long-suppressed vrittis become vasanas, dormant desires that explode when activated, like midlife crises questioning everything. The practice isn't about eliminating desire, but understanding it clearly enough that you're no longer controlled by it. Your tightness isn't just physical, it's emotional memory stored in tissue. We've inherited material abundance from generations who sacrifice for our comfort. Our contribution must be cultivating what makes life meaningful: kindness, patience, gratitude, contentment. These aren't abstract virtues. They're practical skills requiring training, and yin yoga offers a systematic path to develop them. In a culture addicted to stimulation and constant doing, sustained stillness is revolutionary. Your tight hips aren't just physical. They're an invitation to explore what you've been holding emotionally. Your resistance to poses isn't obstinacy. It's wisdom asking to be heard. The practice teaches what our achievement-oriented culture desperately needs. Not everything valuable can be forced, and not all progress is visible. Sometimes profound transformation happens in complete stillness when you stop trying to get anywhere and simply allow yourself to be. Your body isn't an obstacle to transcendence. It's the vehicle through which it becomes possible. Every sensation, every breath, every moment of discomfort held with awareness is an opportunity to know yourself more completely. In that knowing lies the freedom you've been seeking. Find a quiet space. Choose a pose, set a timer for 5 minutes. Discover what happens when you stop running from discomfort and start listening to what it teaches you. This isn't just about flexibility or pain relief, though those benefits will come. It's about reclaiming your relationship with your physical existence, learning to inhabit your body with curiosity rather than judgment. The modern world has trained us to treat our bodies as machines that should perform on demand. We've forgotten that we are bodies, not just inhabitants of them. Every thought, emotion, and memory lives in your tissues. When you hold a yin pose for 5 minutes, you're creating space for stored experiences to finally be felt, acknowledged, and released. This is why yin yoga can feel so emotional. That tightness in your hips might release with tears you didn't know you were holding. That resistance in your shoulders might dissolve with waves of grief or relief. Your body remembers what your mind has tried to forget, and stillness gives it permission to finally speak. The practice asks only that you listen with compassion, meeting whatever arises with curiosity. This capacity for presence extends beyond your mat, into your relationships, your work, your ability to navigate life's challenges with grace.